So I wondered if anyone had something that they did in worship and art that they wanted to share. And before we do that, this is a fun thing. So last week, Darby did a drawing, and I saw it, and I was really excited about it, and I invited people to share what they drew, and nobody volunteered to share what they drew. And I was, like, super offended with my daughter that she did not jump up. I'm not super offended, but, you know, I wanted her to share, right? So this is what she drew. You can see. Right? And I'm like, how could you not share? Right? How could you not? And here's what she said. She goes, I don't know what it means. She goes, I just drew what I saw. So I'd like for anyone to grab a card out of the bucket and write what you think God might be saying in this picture. Because isn't that fun? Like, she gets to draw what she sees, and then we get to interpret it. So it can be one word, it can be five sentences. And I feel like we're doing another new thing. I've never done this before, interpretive art. One person draws, the other one interprets. Is anyone like, how cool is this, right? Pull it down. When we were in our last core leadership meeting, we asked some of the kids to be a part of it too, because they are part of this move and they knew the Lord super well. And so Darby had drawn a picture during that time, and I asked if anyone wanted to share about their picture, and she said, oh, you know, no, I didn't get anything. And later I picked it up, and like about burst into tears. Like I felt the tears just spring to my eyes because it was a picture of this space and rain coming down and flames on everyone's head, like Pentecost. And I asked her, why did you draw this? You know, because I'm thinking she's going to say, well, you know, I was drawing like, you know, Pentecost. Well, she doesn't actually know about Pentecost. So she didn't know about the flames on the head and the fact that I've been praying practically for like Pentecost to happen. I've got real flames on my head, right? And she drew this during one of our groups. And she goes, I don't know what it meant. I just drew what I saw. Well, then the next day we came in for service and I was in the kids' room and I picked up a paper and it was people in a room with flames on their heads. And I walked out and Greg goes, hey, did you know it's Pentecost Sunday? And I said, well, I'm figuring that I do now because the kids, you know, so we're like the worst pastors ever, by the way, just in case you wanted to know, like we didn't even know. We were totally had forgotten it's Pentecost Sunday. So, you know, just so you know. But that's kind of like such a truthful admission right there, right? But it was such a cool thing to realize that the Holy Spirit had remembered it was Pentecost Sunday. And the Holy Spirit had wanted to remind us and remind me of a dream that I have had in my heart of a manifest presence of the Holy Spirit. I'm like, I want it all. I want it all. I want to see the sun held back for an hour. I want to see water divided and we cross. I want it all. Like, I want it all. So anyway, I'm talking so you have a chance to write, by the way. So you should keep writing if you decided to write. And I love that that's this kind of adventure that we have, is that the Holy Spirit will remind us of things and connect with us, and that the Holy Spirit was affirming, like, what a dream that I had in my heart, you know, for a lot of years, and the Holy Spirit had my daughter draw it during our first ever real leadership meeting, and that was the picture that the Lord gave us. To a person who didn't even know about it. What? Right? So, has anybody written anything about what they feel like this picture means? Yes, they have. Okay, so Greg, would you mind taking the microphone and letting a couple people share? And we're going to do this briefly if we can. Okay.
Okay, so the words that came quickly were life, vibrant, strength, and royalty.
Oh. Yay. That's fun.
Well, I just would confirm that because what I thought of was celebration of life.
Oh. Celebration of life. Nice.
also got royalty because I feel like the purple looked like a crown.
Oh, it so does. I didn't even, did you think that? When you, no? But it so does, okay.
Yeah, and the waterfall, so I got royalty, crown is royalty, the waterfall means power, and the flowers growing out of the wall means that he brings beauty through hard things.
So good. Okay.
I just read.
All of your waves and billows wash over me.
Oh.
Just picture kind of like you were saying.
I love it. Okay, can you, yep.
I got, fall with the water and grow in the spring with glorious all around.
Yay, that's so good.
A lot of things going on, but the Lord gave you a picture of what the New Jerusalem is. If you haven't read Revelation yet, he just gave it to you right there. And it's going to come much more clear. We're seeing a lot of things going on. There's a lot of beauty. When I first saw it, I saw the throne. I saw all the glory. I saw the rubies. I saw the gold. And, you know, the love got underneath our feet because it's hard for me to get the revelations, and I will get through it. But that's the picture that he gave you. Okay, sweetheart.
Yay. And how does it feel to have people feel like they hear so much from the Lord in this picture? You don't have to share if you don't want to, but
I don't know.
Alrighty. Okay, I don't know. Well, there you go. So, on that note, does anybody else want to share? Because I'm seeing some really cool pictures around the room that I would love to hear about. If anybody would like
Sisters.
To take a moment.
Do you want to? You don't have to.
I'm okay. You're okay. Okay. Does anybody else want to share about the picture over here on this side of the room? No? Okay. So feel free to make sure you take a look at them because they are looking pretty awesome.
Maybe ask people directly. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, so fun. That's so fun. We are wrapping up our series on grace this week, and I got a postcard in the mail, and it was a picture of the women's retreat for my tribe, and it was cool. It said on the back of it, "How fun is this?" And I was like, right? How fun is this? And it says, sometimes I have to pinch myself when I think about how fortunate I am to be on this ride with you. Cheers to an exciting inaugural season of my tribe. Signed by nobody. So I was like, oh, that is so crazy. Who sent me this card? And I was like, and it just seemed like, I don't know, it just seemed like I thought, well, maybe somebody sent their picture and you know, like to Snapfish or something, and then put my tribe, and then they said, hey, let's market, you know, this concept to you, and we'll like, anyway, I didn't know. So, but I was kind of just thinking, what is this? And I got on the phone with Jill this week, and she goes, hey, I sent you a postcard. And I said, oh, that was you. And she says, and the best part about it was, she goes, I realized later that I hadn't signed it. And she goes, but I figured that you might say, like, to yourself, hey, thank you, Holy Spirit. Like, you would totally think that the Holy Spirit sent you a postcard magically. And, right? And I just went, you know, like, I think that's not a bad reputation to have. That you're going to think that the Holy Spirit sent you a postcard.
Well, and that's totally Jill.
Right?
How fun is this?
How fun is this?
Exactly. That's
so good. And as we're talking about how grace is a person, and so is the Holy Spirit, it is the Spirit of God that was with Christ, and through Christ, we get this relationship with the Holy Spirit. And I've been asking the Lord all week what he wanted to do during this time, and I'll have to be honest with you, there's still a piece of it that I have no idea. And it's going to kind of like unfold in our time together. But the one thing that I felt like the Lord wanted us to connect on is this. And so, Greg, if you would like picture this as a name badge, you know, we all have, well, some of us have name tags. Yay! You can see who the rule followers are. Well, no, not entirely. But anyway, some people have given up on the name tag. Sharon goes, I have one, but you, what? And so I would love for you to put, hello, my name is. Hello, my name is. He's working on it.
Get the right color.
He's got to get the right color. He's got to get it going. Hello, my name is. And everyone can guess. What are we going to put?
And that's then, how they do?
Well, kind of not, but that's okay. Yeah, like, you're really good. Yeah. It kind of goes above it because then your name is in there. But here's what we're going to put. Here's the, that's okay. The name right here is Grace.
Just is Grace or just Grace?
Just Grace.
G-R-A-C-E.
He does this to me sometimes. Jim, I mean, you know, don't be jealous.
I'm trying to scrub a little bit.
That's okay. I love you. Because Grace is a person who dwells in us and with us, I think what we're awakening to more and more every day is that it's not that we need more grace, it's that we get to be the grace that's in the earth.
Amen.
We get to be the grace that's in the earth. And every room that we walk into, and every relationship that you have, and every person that you meet, you are grace. You are the alive, living presence of God, agreeing with Him about that person. Or at least you have the opportunity to be. But grace does not hijack us. The person of grace doesn't hijack us. And so we sometimes find ourselves in a process with grace where we are making room for grace. Because once grace resides, it will displace everything else. It will displace our old mindsets. It will displace our emotions. It will displace our foundational beliefs that disagree with the living God that dwells in us. It will set aside every other thing. And the reason why we find ourselves going, I need more grace, isn't because it's not already complete in us. It's because God is allowing us to say yes to those other things being displaced. Right? And so how many of us have been hurt by someone and we'd really like to be healed, but we just don't know how to let go of the hurt? Right? We don't know how to let go of the hurt. We want it to be displaced by God's perspective. We want it to be displaced by overwhelming love and goodness. But we're going, I don't know how to have that shift happen exactly. Or some of us go, you know what, I'm still so mad, I'm not even ready to be unhurt anymore. I know that's never happened with you. But for someone else, or some of our friends, none of us, we're not even ready to not be hurt anymore. Right? And so we find ourselves partnered with anything less than the full presence of the Holy Spirit, the full agreement with God. And there's just a simple word that describes that, and that's sin. And it's not this horrible action or disobedience. It's just anything less than the goodness of God. So let's, if you don't mind, let's, oh yeah, you changed one.
I did change it.
Nice. Yay. So we're going to like undo all of that.
All of it.
Yes. So good. And we're going to put on instead about sin being anything less than. anything less than the full goodness of God manifest in us. And I was maybe a year and a half ago, maybe a little bit longer, almost 2 years ago, I was in my backyard and talking to the Lord, and I was frustrated that I couldn't hear him more clearly. Anybody ever felt that way in your life about something? Like, I just could not hear him more clearly. I wanted to hear him more clearly, and I was struggling. And I said, why is it so hard? I don't understand. If you made me to commune with you, you made me to be in relationship, you made me to be in intimacy, why is this hard? Why is it hard for us to, why do we grow up in an environment where it's even possible for people to think that it's hard to hear, right? Like, why did I grow up in an environment where people told me it's impossible to hear God, you know, outside of scripture, it's impossible to even have that level of intimacy. Why would that even be a possibility? And this isn't a universal answer. This was my answer that I heard in one moment of time, okay? Because God answers us in different ways, and he's so big and expansive that what he says to us may not be what he's saying to someone else who has that same question. But I remember him saying to me in that moment, he said, Ange, what you're not fully understanding is that my perspective in every situation in your life reigns. I reign. My perspective is so wrong, so strong and so good that I dominate everything else. And everything else submits to my perspective. Everything, every fear, every hurt will bow its knee to my perspective. And he said, and the reason why it's hard to hear my perspective is that I don't want to dominate you like that. So I allow you, right? God, thank you. I allow you to have a space. So let's say that Greg, you're so going to love this, is God's perspective, which is pretty much
I've
the truth.
I've been saying this for years. Right?
I mean, finally we're figuring this out, right? Let's say Greg is the Lord and his perspective, and I am unaware of his perspective in certain areas of my life, and there's a little bit of space, not in our relationship, not in who we actually are, but in my awareness of, right? There's a little bit of distance in my awareness of it. The Lord said, that gap is there so that, can I have everyone under the age of like 15 come stand up here with me? Right? You're so good. Okay, come stand up right here in between Greg and me. Just come stand like up here. Come stand up.
Come on.
Yes, Abraham, you were under a table. Oh. Seriously, dude?
No, that's how he decided to get up. Yeah.
Okay.
You had a passage.
So the Lord goes, the things, there's, I want you to, like, just talk. Talk to each other, talk, you know, make things up. Pretend you're active, doing something like that. Just chat with each other. So there's a little bit of volume that's happening in my life between the Lord and here, and the volume that's happening in between are all of my thoughts, all of my emotions, all of my foundational beliefs that have come into my life, right? And so I can't hear him. So it's all my thoughts, all my emotions, all of my mindsets, all of my core beliefs. And so what the Lord said to me was, he said, here's what I do. I am not going to trample them, because if I trample them, I trample you. And he says, and that's what negativity does. Negativity dominates you without permission. Negativity violates you without permission. You get hurt, you get wounded, you get mad. You didn't ask, you didn't make a decision to do that. It just happened. But the Lord goes, I won't dominate you like that. So I will allow you to let every single one of these shift and become ours. Our children. What was something that stood between us becomes the fruit of our relationship. Right? So everything that's standing in the way of God's complete perspective will become a living agreement with God that bears fruit, has life and energy in your life, and will walk around your life being goodness. So you guys can go walk around to your space. Thank you. Thank you for being a living example.
So good. Thank you. So good.
Hey. And so he says, I don't violate you like negativity does. I allow you to invite me in to every emotion, every mindset, every thought, and I will turn it into our, into ours. And so I saw that my lack of hearing from the Lord was actually an honor. It was him honoring me. It was him letting me know there's things standing in the way here. There's things standing in the way. But they're not supposed to get out. They are to shift and change and become ours. And that like, good news. It's good news. And so then what we have in our life, if you can picture this, could you go back and grab like 10 name tags off the back table? What we have in our life then is, ooh, it's 444. It's in alignment. We're in alignment. What we have then is all of these, like if you can picture, boom, 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 all around the board. And I'm just gonna take off, like not the whole thing, but just a portion of it. Because I don't think we've tried that before. But as what you have then with the Lord is this gathering. And I call them agreements. Other people might call them something different. But they are all the agreements that I've come into with God. And there is something that happens sometimes when you become aware that there's a distance between the Lord's perspective and your perspective. So it wasn't working for you without doing it like that.
No,
right?
I can't. It's too much for me. Too challenging.
You're so good.
I'll just drop a bunch of little ones.
Okay, perfect. Is that in the process of these shifting, there's sometimes, nice, what I call hang space. And it's where you have abandoned an old perspective or an old mindset, and the Holy Spirit has helped you to move from that, but you haven't yet met the new perspective. You were just talking about this. Yeah, and I've also discovered that it's so much about who we are that we ourselves know ourselves in certain ways, right? So we would say, yes, I have an anger problem, or I'm angry. Or mine would have been, I have a food addiction and I can't seem to get over that. Or any of the number of negative things that we could say about ourselves, I am whatever. And we know ourselves that way. But it's not really the way that God sees us, and we haven't yet met ourselves in the future. We haven't yet met the self of us that God knows that we are, that is necessary for actually where we're at right now. It's necessary for me to meet the person that God sees, and I'm going to become totally proficient in that identity, but I haven't yet even conceived of who that is. And that is the presence of grace, the Holy Spirit going, let me show you. Let me introduce you into the possibility. Let me introduce you into what's possible. But here's the best part. The best part of that, because many of you so already know this, the best part of that
is that we are that for other people. We are that. When I meet you, I get to not be caught up by anything that might cause a negative thought or reaction, but I get to become so in tune with how God sees that I myself get to agree with God in everything that you're saying and doing. And then I become that which has saved me. I become the grace. I become it. I become grace in every room, in every relationship, in every space. We are. And I really do believe that this is a foundational, fundamental identity of this move of God in this space, Desert Outpouring, which is that we are in agreement with God. We are grace.
Reminds me of what I've been doing at work this summer, which I manage a group of people, and on a project, I'm not the people. And they range in skill level from being very talented to being, I mean, they're all talented, but being very experienced to being very junior. And then we had an intern come on this summer who was in her senior year in college, just going into it. And it was very evident that her skill level was not the same as even my junior team members, right? But she's an intern. She's not supposed to be at the same skill level. And so it was a lot of fun to encourage her to move through the process in the business world and to figure those things out without punishing her, because that wasn't the point.
So. Tell them about the meeting.
What part?
Well,
she got it.
I'm like, how do I instruct you in this? I don't know.
Without giving it away, is that what you're trying
yeah.
to do?
Yeah. Well, right. She was encouraged to invite, and you were like,
oh yeah, okay. Yeah. She was encouraged to invite some people that were pretty high up.
She was having a demonstration meeting as part of her internship.
Yeah. So
right?
she was invited to.
Okay, and then she invites people into this meeting to see what she's done, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so she was encouraged to invite people who I didn't think they were going to attend, because I don't invite these people to meeting, they're way above my head. But they showed up.
So this intern invites these VPs that Greg is like, I would never have thought to invite them.
I don't take their time, you know, because they have so little of it, right?
But they said yes.
But they loved it, and they loved the work that she did, and they had great things to say about her, so, yeah.
I love that. Thanks, Vic. So I feel like there is this host of angels and saints, and then the Lord and the Holy Spirit and Jesus so agreeing for us that we get to become such a place of agreement that it pushes aside the corporate agreement that maybe all of humanity has in our city, in our family, in a relationship. And we get to say, you know, go, we get to walk around going, hello, my name is, every good agreement we've ever come into. Hello, my name is, every good agreement I've ever come into. I will be that in your life. I run late occasionally. Right? I know, my kids, I was waiting for my kids to respond. Occasionally I run late. Occasionally. And when I'm running late, then
a few years ago in school, Abraham was just asked to describe his mother.
Oh, Jesus.
And to finish the sentence, my mom is, he could put away whatever he wanted to. Loving, kind, great, awesome.
Card, right?
He puts, my mom is late.
I left my mom when she snuggles me. My mom is late. Really? I'm like, what teacher didn't help him with this? Come on. It was so cute. So, yeah. So, there's two issues there. One is, you know, planning ahead a little bit better. And there's a second issue, which is every time I was then in the car running a little bit late, I would have all the
this anxiety, right? And I had a dear friend who said to me, oh, that's when I practice peace. Every time I feel anxious, I get to practice peace. Every one time someone cuts me off, every time someone's rude to me, every time someone shortchanges me, every time someone treats me beneath the level that I feel like I am, I get to practice. And I was like, oh, I wish you had never said that. Because the moment you hear that, you like become now aware that that's possible. And it's so good. And so I did. From that moment on, I went, okay, every time I'm in the car and I'm starting to feel anxious and tense, I will practice. Now here's the thing. Grace is not works. The Lord himself and scripture are very clear about this. So it's not about trying. It is about being awakened to your peace. And that's a work of the Holy Spirit, which is why it's called grace. It's not something you can talk yourself into. It's not something you can try to do. It is something that the Lord does to show you your true self. Sorry, just wrote that little interaction that's happening right there. And so that is the beauty of it also, is that when we walk into an environment, we get to agree with who somebody really is, and then we get to actually watch them in the atmosphere of our agreement, sometimes be it, okay? So when the Lord was first teaching me this, he was really like, because I wasn't reading a book, I didn't have anyone else to tell me about it, and so I was kind of learning it on my own, and so he was really good about reinforcing it. And so my family and I went to a theme park. I will just tell you, by the way, this is my happy place. My happy place is called the North Pole in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I know, right? It's so great. Yeah, the giant ice pole and all the, you know, everyone can ride all the rides, and it's like, it's just adorable. And so I just love the North Pole. It's so great. So, okay. And we were there, and there was a gal who was working in the gift shop. And for some reason, my sister was feeling irritated, you know, with the person working at the gift shop. And there were several other people who were also irritated with the gal working at the gift shop. And I realized this is my invitation to see her the way God sees her and not be irritated. Because she was kind of, I'm just going to say, she was not feeling the festive holiday spirit. That was, it was not happening. There was no holiday festivity happening with her. In fact, she was, you know, kind of rude. But I was practicing, and so I asked the Lord, can you show me who she really is? He started to show me who she really was, and I didn't say a word. But what I watched happen was her bark at a person, bark at another person, you know, just kind of being rude, turn to me, and then go, and what can I do for you? Excuse me. I'm helping this lady over here. What can I do for you? I was like, I hadn't even said anything to her. Hadn't even said anything. I was like, it's okay if you help those other people. She goes, no. What can I do for you? I was like, no way, is this really happening? And my sister was like, what? Get the ticket. And so I was like, we were trying to use these coupons, you know? And she's like, oh, that would be fine. I would be happy to do that. And blah, 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 blah. And then my sister goes, oh, and I'm sorry, we missed one more ticket. She turns to my sister and she goes, I don't think so, lady. And he comes back to me and goes, but did you need one more? I was terrifying. And so, I mean, it was almost, I mean, well, it was embarrassing. But it was also so the Holy Spirit going, this is how important, like, your agreement with me is this powerful. Now, I am going to tell you, take it for a spin. Don't take my word for it. Go try it out. Part of what I was learning was that I didn't have anyone to tell me this was a thing. So, results may vary, is all I'm saying. If the Lord is wanting to prove to you how powerful your agreement is, then he's going to demonstrate this in some really powerful ways. If he's doing something else with you this week, he's not going to demonstrate this. Because the cool thing is he has an agenda in our lives, and it's not one size fits all. So that's the beauty of it, is that we get to go on this cool thing with God, and it is so uniquely tailored to our life. And so if he's not doing this in your life this week, he's doing something else, and you just ask him, what are you doing in my life this week? And he'll let you know. So what I would love for you to do is grab a card out of the box, and I would love for you to have a conversation with the Lord for a moment and ask him what am I? So, like, your card is now a name tag. Hello, my name is what? And I want you to ask the Lord, what is that thing that I'm to write down? Am I peace? Am I joy? Am I encouragement? And, you know, it could be anything. It doesn't even have to be those biblical words. It could be anything. For Greg, his number one thing is get it done. He is the get it done. Like in any space he walks into, which by the way makes my life really, really nice. Super, super grateful. Like your love language is way better than mine. Mine is words of affirmation. He's like, what good does that do?
I got nothing.
So you tell me you love me. Just keep the closet clean. That's all I ask. Okay. So. Don't tell me you love me. Just pick up your stuff. Okay, yeah, just one more. So write down one word, or five. We're gonna collect them. Everybody got to action on that one. Now, if your word is for you, and the Lord has told you this, then you should keep it. But if you're like, I don't know, then we're going to collect it, and we're going to hand it back out to each other and see how the Lord might encourage us. So, I want to do this too.
Right. You're going to pick them up?
Well, I want to do it too. I got my one.
Good. I'm going to participate.
Did any of you write a word that you weren't expecting to write? Because I didn't.
Right? Weird, isn't it?
Okay.
All right, I'm coming by.
Here, I'm not. Oh, sorry, I'm working in a hospital. Sorry about that. Okay.
Oh, no.
By the way, Dan, Christy inspired this idea. You guys are geniuses. Love you so much.
Instructions and use sticky notes instead of cards. Excuses.
Okay. Here we go. Okay.
Did you write a word down, Abraham? Do you want to participate? Are you sure? Okay, so we just take them out and people can fix them? Okay, okay.
Understand.
We're waiting on Darby, and then people are gonna pull one out and see what they get. Right, go back in there. So I have discovered in the hang time that happens, where I have an old mindset or an old belief system or an old emotion. And I am no longer agreeing with that old emotion. And the Holy Spirit is making me able. There is hang time. There is this space of time sometimes in between before I come into the Lord's perspective. Now, I know we all want him to just give us a whole new perspective. But I have discovered that that hang time builds in us muscles to no longer agree with that negative thing anymore. It builds us. So there's a huge benefit to not yet hearing, because the minute we hear what the Lord has to say, we're in. Because it reigns. It's so good, it just rules in our life. So before it rules in our life, sometimes the Lord lets us build muscles to not agree with the negative. And so if there is a hurt, if there is a wound, if there is a belief system that you're like, I am not yet feeling the Lord shifting this, changing it yet, let me just encourage you, you might be building muscles. And do you know what those muscles are for?
This is so good.
While Greg's doing this, I'm touching this sacred.
I'm back.
All right, well, you're back. Okay.
I'm
here.
Back. That's your card.
You didn't get...
She doesn't need it.
Okay. I'm good. Okay.
We'll share.
So... Yeah, right in here. Rule and right. When there is that space in between, and all you do is finding yourself resisting the negative, but you have not yet had, that's where people believe they're supposed to try. Right? And I say, they're like, trying is just like, why? Why? So what I do instead is I go, Lord, what are you doing? Because grace is always, there's an ease in it. I'm not saying easy, there is an ease in it. So I go, Lord, what are you doing? And this is what I felt like you said. He goes, what I'm doing, when you haven't yet heard my perspective, then I'm teaching you how to roll it right. And that is developing the muscles so that you no longer agree with those negative things, so that you're no longer susceptible to it. And you feel the negativity of it, you feel it, and it's so yucky that you go to, you say to yourself, I don't want to live with this. I'm not going to make it a pet. I'm not going to keep it in my house. I'm not going to train it. I am done with it. Sometimes the Lord cultivates in us a doneness with something. And all of this is an exchange. It is a, and if you put over here, it's a displacement. All of heaven is about displacing everything that is less than the goodness of God and turning it into kids, actual, alive, living agreements that have a legacy on the earth in our lives. Isn't that cool to think that your agreement with God, in fact, the Lord started to show me, like he goes, and you don't ever even have to leave your house to impact the world. Every good agreement that you make goes out over all of humanity and lives in the very cells of all of humanity. And so people all around the world come into better agreements based on the good agreement I came into. I want to impact millions of people, just come into good agreements. Isn't that just, oh wow, I don't have to become a speaker and an author and I have to travel and leave my house and do this all. I just get to live a simple life in agreement with God and I can impact millions of people's lives. And that made a simple life all of a sudden meaningful. Like my life isn't just about my enjoyment or my happiness or whatever. It's about these simple agreements that affect all of humanity. And I don't have to go and do anything to impact and make the world a better place. And everybody else's good agreements are making, equipping the rest of the world as well. Because haven't you been walking down your hallway, minding your own business, and a good thought came to you? That was a good agreement that somebody else had. And it popped open in your life. Because it was in the right place at the right time. It hit the soil that was right. And so you just go, thank you, Holy Spirit, thank you so much, you know, because that's what we give to each other. That's why he says we go from victory to victory, right? It's not the only way to interpret that. But. And so we are displacing. Ooh, I think that was you.
No, it was you.
It was me. Okay. We are displacing always in every single space. Okay, so people got a card. Did you look at it? Were any of them not yucky? were they surprising? Anybody get surprised by what you got? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, so.
The first word that I actually thought
I didn't write. Okay, so I'm gonna grab this and I'm gonna let, is that okay? Maybe I won't share. Is it okay if I
no,
let
do
people
this.
Share? Just do this. Okay, you do that. Okay. So go ahead. If you want to share what word you got, and like one or two sentences about what it meant to you. One or two. Oh, no, we're not going to go around the room, Greg. People are going to volunteer. Sorry. I don't want people to be forced to share, so only people who volunteer are going to share their thing.
Understood.
Oh, you already knew that?
No.
Because you're the Lord's perspective? Okay, sorry.
Because
you are God to me? Greg, God. It's only like a couple letters off, like a lot. Okay. If you would like to, raise your hand and Greg will come to you. Okay. How to make a very simple thing complex. There's a name for that. What's that called? A Fibonacci, whatever?
Fibonacci.
Whatever. What, that machine, those machines? Okay, good. Over instruction will kill it. Okay, share what you wrote, or what somebody wrote, and what it means to you.
This is somebody else's, and it says, "Hello, my name is Love Acceptance, and I'm pretty sure array a large space for you to."
Who is that? Yours? Of course it is. What'd you say? A large space for you to be.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And did you have anything you want to say about what that meant to you? You did this. That's good, Eli. Oh, Leah, this is fun.
I wrote mine thinking this is for me, but I'm going to send it out anyway, and maybe it'll come back, and it's back.
So you got your own?
Yeah, I ran out to make a bottle for Ellie, and Sharon grabbed one for me, and it's mine. And what it is three things, which is a child, victorious, and patience. And child is the one that surprised me, because I've been trying to be an adult.
That's so good.
So it was the first word that I thought of that I was going to write down, but then another word came up. But this word is like, it's so good. It's encourager.
Yeah.
Go golf.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. Okay.
I got, hello, my name is Free. Which I don't know if anyone else knows, but my last name is Freeman, and so that was, it was like, this was for me, but not only that, like, I feel like what came to my mind was the story of, I think it's, I'm going to mess this up, but when, I think it was Jacob, and God changed his name, and so Freeman is my married name. But I just felt like the Lord, even before I even knew it, was giving me a name of who I was. Mm-hmm. And that's really exciting for me, because I am coming more and more into being a free woman.
Yes.
So I haven't really done talking here yet, so.
Welcome.
I got, hello, my name is Free also. And for me, I feel like this kind of was talking about how I just started high school last week. And I've been seeing how a lot of people kind of resemble each other and try to follow the trends and everything. And what I feel like this word was telling me to do is like, be myself, not worry about everything else.
So good.
Yeah.
So this past week has been like really amazing. I've had a lot of really incredible encounters, direct encounters. But as I sat here today, I was feeling like really, I was questioning everything. And because I do this, I had these great encounters and then I put up these walls again. And so I was sitting here at the beginning and I was feeling all kind of closed off for a little bit. And so my word that came to me that I kept was trust. because I just kept saying, like, show me, show me, show me. And so trust came up. And so then the word that I chose, because it told me to choose one, even though I didn't put one in it, said it was harmony. And so then what came up is, this trust is your harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's nice. So
it just, it all went together.
That's so good.
Thank you.
Ooh. That's so good. Well, anyone who wants to just share what word they got, but they don't feel comfortable sharing anything more about it, it's kind of fun for people to see where their word went. So if you would like to just share the word that you got, that would be great for anyone who wants to do that.
Dan and I got affirmation.
You guys got affirmation? That was my word. Oh,
so that's really cool. And who wrote it? But thanks.
That's so good. Okay. Anyone else?
I have stability.
Really? That's cool. Stability. Oh,
stability.
That's
okay.
They're kind of doing a dance right now. Okay. Okay.
I pulled one, but there was another one stuck to it. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, which one are you picking? Because I'll take the other one.
I like them both, actually.
Okay, I'll take them both too.
Take
them both. Okay.
Or we could maybe both have both of them.
Right? Let's do that. Okay, we'll share.
Hello, my name is Joy.
Oh.
Hello, my name is Wisdom.
Toki! What, did you want to share any more on that, Marcy, or just what you got? Just what you got? Yes. Okay.
This isn't the only ones, right, in the world.
What?
Just to let you know.
Right. We're
okay.
We all
seem
to be
disappointed. I just want to be encouraging here. There's more out there.
There's more out there. There's more that I can be. This isn't the sum total. I know. I'm looking. Well, see, this was our time. This was our, right? See how I seamlessly worked that in this time? I know. It's shocking. I know.
I
wonder that that's the And now I'm just listening. That's not me, is it?
That necklace thing over there.
Okay. I thought people were going to share longer, so I'm like, oh, I can't believe we have extra time. So I'm just asking the Lord what He wants to do with this time. So. So we'll do the last activity now. If you'll grab another card, and if your table doesn't have enough cards, and you want to do some cards, borrow from another table. So there's two questions, and this is how we're going to end our time together today. That I feel the Lord inviting us all to process with Him. And the questions are this. In what way do you want to be grace for me, Lord, this week? In what way do you want to be the person of grace? So how do you want to meet me? Do you want to meet me as peace? Do you want to meet me as empowerment? Do you want to meet me as new creative ideas? Do you want to meet me as the ability to do something I've never done before? How do you, so basically the simplest way to write it is, who do you want to be for me this week? God, who do you want to be for me this week? And while you're just listening, I'll share this and then I'll be quiet. So stuff happens here that I don't even know happens. And I was cleaning out the car, and underneath my seat was a piece of paper that said Darby Ann Bender. So it gave me a clue as to who created it. And I turned it over because it was cute, right? Yellow and orange. And it says, what are you sharing with me right now? And it was obviously a question we'd asked here at church. But I didn't realize that she had participated. And then it said, walk forward, don't look back at the past. And I pulled it out from under the seat in my car. And I thought, you know, like, if I had been able to hear the Lord like that when I was a kid, how fun that would have been. And how cool it is that we are learning. How to engage with what God's saying at deeper and deeper levels because of the space that we're sharing together and for each other. So I went up to Darby and I said, hey, I really like the card that you wrote. And she goes, what card was that? And I said, well, the one where you heard God saying something to you about not going towards the past but going towards the future. And she says, oh, I don't think that was mine. And I said, really? Because it was orange and yellow and it had your name on it. And she said, oh, well, maybe it was. And she goes, if it was orange and yellow, it's probably because it stood for happiness. Because orange and yellow is so happy. And she goes, but I don't know, maybe. And so then I said, this card. And she goes, oh, yeah, that card's mine. But so that first question is, Lord, who do you want to be for me this week? Here's the second question. Who do I get to be this week? Who do I get to be? Do you know already? What? I was like, wow, that was so fast. And we have just a couple of minutes, and I thought somebody might want to share if they were surprised by what they wrote. Or liked what they wrote. Go ahead, Elon.
So I was preparing to write down the question that you said, but as I was writing it down, I miswrote. From your question to who do you want me to be this week? So, and then I was thinking, and then I got, because whatever you choose, I will be. And then, so I wrote down.
So you got it already,
And then I wrote down, I want you to be my friend, helper, and confidence bringer.
Say it again.
I want you to be my friend, helper, and confidence bringer.
That's really good. That's really good. Okay, anybody else want to share?
So I asked him what he wanted, or I asked what he wanted to be for me, and ever since I've had this little guy, I've been gained weight, I've been tired, you know, just having a newborn is hard, you're tired all the time. So, but this week, hi, he's smiling at me, he's like, yeah, you are, yeah. But this week, and we started a new diet and new workout, all this stuff has been changing and everything, and I've actually not needed a really long nap every day, which is like really weird for me. So I just asked and he said, I want to be your energy and joy. So I was thinking like, oh good. Like even today and yesterday, I didn't take a nap and I was like, I didn't take a nap. I'm okay, you know? Like I'm not so tired that I can't, you know? So anyway, I thought that was really cool because today
that's really
like,
cool.
While everyone was napping, I was like organizing all my clothes and I, you know, normally I'm just like, I'm just going to sleep too. But I thought that was really cool. So I was like, oh good. That is from the Lord because I don't know how I could do it otherwise.
Right? That's so good.
I know this isn't over. It's probably the beginning, but who do I get to be this week? And the Lord said, my servant. And beautiful and original. And I just feel like there are 15 more.
Right. That's so good. Anyone else want to share what God wants to be for them and or what they get to be this week? Okay, go ahead, Jules.
So it's kind of strange because he said, in what way does he need to be grace to me? And he used the word exaggerated peace. And then he also answered me, who do I get to be this week? And I get to be comforted.
Comforted? Wow. That's cool. That's a cool combo. I love that. Okay. Is there just one more? That's for you, Abraham. So if anyone is still wanting an encouraging word from someone, please make sure to go back and either get a card or get a picture and ask who is willing to give an encouraging word for someone to listen. Who is willing to do that? So Taylor is, she's very good. Heather is. Jocelyn is. Julie is. Yay, we got, yay. Okay, you're willing, okay, great. So make sure, like, give people a chance to practice. Even if you don't need an encouraging word, just give someone a chance to be a rock star and give you one anyway. That's always good, too. Like, it's so good to practice. Lindsay told me last week, she goes, people came and asked me for words. And she goes, oh, it was so, so good. She goes, it's so encouraging, you know, to get to do that for each other. Also, if you haven't had a chance to practice and you want to practice giving someone, you can go get a card and give it to me or someone else and go, let me give you an encouraging word from the Lord. And you can practice in that way too. It's not just about receiving, it's also about learning how to give. And we have, people brought goodies. And we have lots of goodies and I'm so excited. And this was a really fun thing I was talking last week about, you know, how that's so been up to the Holy Spirit, you know, for people to kind of step up and bring goodies. And Lindsay called me later and she started laughing and she goes, you cracked me up when you said the savory and the sweet thing. She goes, I was literally walking out the door and I felt the Holy Spirit stop me and go, wait, wasn't there chips in the, like, didn't you just buy a bag of chips? And she's like, yeah, I bought two and I didn't even know why. And he's like, grab one of the bags of chips. And so we had sweet cheesecake from Sharon, but we also had chips last week, which I didn't know, you know, that we even had them at the moment because the Holy Spirit encouraged Lindsay to bring it. And that is so how this is. It's the Holy Spirit going, I will make everyone able to be the contribution, not just bring chips, but to be. Chips is good. Hey, listen, you bring chips, you're going to win my heart. But but in addition to that, and cheesecake, by the way, my favorite. But the Lord so equipping us and making us able to bring such a great contribution of ourselves into a space to be celebrated, to celebrate each other, and for the Holy Spirit to just so knock us over with his encouragement. So, yay! Yay, yay, yay! And so let me just bless us in prayers. We end, right? Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No.
Okay. Okay. Lord, okay, so I'd always have this running dialogue with the Lord and prayer, by the way, so it's like always like going in multiple directions at the same time. So the Lord goes, yeah, so just in case he said you didn't hear it through the message, which I'm not really sure how to take that comment, by the way.
Sorry.
I know, right? I felt like he said, let them know what your point was.
Let's
start. So he goes, the little demonstration with the kids, that was really good. People sharing, that was really good. But he goes, just in case they didn't get the point, why don't you let them know what the point was? I'm like, really? You're gonna like, okay, that's all good. So he goes, I really want to release within each of you a deeper awakened awareness that you are the transformative grace of God in every classroom, in every room, in every car, in every phone conversation, in every place that you go. Because I want you to become more and more aware that you are the grace that is flowing. So, Lord, may we be more aware of the grace that we are in every circumstance and in every situation. Amen.